like that. And we're...
What I'm interested in is when you would say pail and when would you say bucket? Cedar bucket.
It'll change, believe we used it interchangeably. Sometime we'd say pail, sometime we'd say bucket. Mm-hmm.
And what did you catch, or what did you use to collect food for the hogs? What was that called?
We had a slop bucket.
Slop bucket. And when you first got electric and you got rid of the lamps, what did you call the things that you have to change when they burn out?
What you mean then?
The
bulb?
Yes. Did you always call it a bulb?
I always called it a bulb.
You wouldn't, electric lamps?
No, I just said bulb. You know, we used to have gas lamps in the church, and you'd have to go along, put the gas in there, and then they'd have to light them.
Mm-hmm. How about the thing that you put flowers in? Well, those are not exactly what I mean. Suppose you cut some flowers and...
vases?
And you ever call those flower pots or pots?
Yes. Flower pots of the kind that are called flower pots is one that had holes in it that you... didn't hold water.
I see.
You put dirt in it and just watered the flowers in them and grew them in it.
And what did you fry eggs in, for example?
Skillet.
And did you cook by in a fireplace when you were a girl?
I never did, but there's a woman lived with us and Noah's mother took in when she was 13. And she died when she was 60, and she died after my children were born. Her mind got kind of bad, but I let her live with us, which I shouldn't have done, but I did. She loved me, though, and she's buried in the cemetery. But she was a good cook, but she didn't have any education. And she was an orphan, and Miss Sally took her. And I never did think that they did her exactly right. They should have made her go to school. But she had, I and my babies were born, things like that. She was good to me. And my children called Aunt Sarah, and she wasn't any kin to them at all. But I had a skillet with legs on it, about like that. You've seen, they still have them for camp. Skillet with legs on it, and it had an iron top. Well, she would go in the kitchen, and she had a wooden thing to make biscuit in. Biscuit wasn't a board. She had a biscuit board, too, but I can't think of the word of that. Anyway, it was long like this, and she made biscuit in it. She's a good biscuit maker. And it'd be... night in winter time, and we didn't want to go in the kitchen maybe and fix, and she would rake out some coal and get this long handled skillet with those long legs and kind of grease it inside and fill it full of biscuit.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call that a spider?
No, but I've heard people that did, but that wasn't a spider. But she put the coals on top of that iron lid and under it too, and round the biscuit on top.
Yes.
Just the same.
What did you call that?
We just called that the fireplace skillet. That's what we called it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had the flu, we all had the flu. That's when the flu first came into this country, about 1918. And I just had married. Everybody sick with the flu, and everybody that was pregnant died. And we didn't feel like going and cooking, and so we had plenty of sweet potatoes, plenty of iced potatoes. And we didn't have aluminum foil. But in the fireplace,